Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth, they're with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch as well. A nice body shot of Joe Rex Road walking by the camera just a second ago.
We just got a great look at Joe's back on the live stream. Oh.
Joe just gave himself a good concussion.
I can fill a screen, let me tell you.
You look great over there.
You know, so Porth came in here and, you know, like he's turned the microphone
up. Child-proofing your microphone.
Turned up. Yeah. Does it sound better now?
Yes, it does.
Does it? Okay. It's a little bit invasive here, invading my personal space.
That's what we're about here on the program, invading personal space. Taking your thoughts all show long on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Joe, have you seen this workout video that Derrick Henry was posted in the other day, where essentially he's in the gym and he's doing push-ups, but it's not your normal push-ups. He's balancing his feet on top of an exercise ball, and he's doing the push-ups on like this elastic band with a chain on his neck as well. I'm not really sure what the purpose is of this. He came out with this on his Instagram story where he's doing these workouts. And it looks extremely impressive. I mean, I try to imagine myself trying to do a workout like this. There's no way I could even balance on the exercise ball. So that's the most impressive thing. The balance here in this workout video is insane. I'm not sure exactly what he's accomplishing here, but I tell you what. The workout videos that Derrick Henry's put together, both this offseason and last offseason as well, the guy at some point, he's going to be able to like run over a building. Like, it's unbelievable, the workouts that Derrick Henry's putting together.
Like, is this actually a thing he does on a regular basis?
I don't know. Like, he's got a trainer there watching him. It's funny to read the comments on Twitter because a lot of fans on Twitter are like, who is this trainer that's just letting him do this where he's balancing himself on an exercise ball and doing like weighted push-ups where you could just do those on the ground? Like, if he gets hurt, what's this trainer going to look like?
Well, I mean, I know that's the thing. I thought about the injury aspect of this too. I mean, like, some players have clauses in their contracts, you know, like, you know, won't ride a motorcycle,
yeah,
or do, you know, dangerous, you know, skiing or whatever. Like, I don't know that this qualifies as that, but I look at it, I'm like, I don't know if that's a sound. I mean, it's fun to watch. And yeah, far be it from me to say this to Derrick Henry's face, but, you know, that just doesn't look like a sound workout. Is it just for fun? Maybe just for fun. Like, do a couple, throw a video up, you know.
I'm sure it helps your core. Doing push-ups, like holding yourself up like
that? Yeah, I mean, it's not like it doesn't make you stronger doing it.
Sure.
But it just seems like an easy way. Like, it's got to be easy to fall, right?
You would think so.
And then you got the chain around your neck.
But he is kind of superhuman. Like, do you think that Derrick Henry has gotten bored with, like, the normal workouts in the gym? Is like, you know what? I'm already so strong. Nobody can tackle me. Let's spice things up a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's start my own brand of working out. The Derrick Henry workout plan.
But the thing is, no other human should ever consider doing it. So, yeah, as long as he needs to put a disclaimer on there, like, no one else ever try this, you know?
We should go down to the gym and have you two try it. With the chain around the neck, the elastic band, the medicine ball, all of it.
You ready to call the doctor? Yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah, I mean, I won't get close to any of that, including just a regular push-up. But do you think that do we know the weight of the chain?
No. But, I mean, it looks pretty heavy. Looks like it could be I mean,
what if it was like a movie prop and it was just like it weighed like a
plastic
half
chain?
A pound?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it was. Well, it's interesting because, you know, he's putting this workout on his Instagram story. We know somebody else that does workouts on Instagram as well.
Also an impressive athlete.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to figure out which one's more impressive, Stillman or Henry's workouts.
Stillman gets sweatier.
He does. That is the thing. Like, in this video that we've now tweeted out at 102.5 The Game on Twitter, I mean, he's not even sweating. The guy's just not even breaking a sweat doing this exercise ball routine. It's incredible.
I need to know what the weight of the chain was and whether that's a, you know, that's a, okay, here we go. So 102.5 The Game account just tweeted this out. I mean, everybody saw, I mean, I'm sure everybody who follows the Titans, or really probably just about anybody who follows the NFL has seen it. Yeah, and like doing the push up on the
band.
On the band. Like there's no way that's a good idea, right?
I don't know.
Again, I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer here on stuff.
It'd be all right.
You know, yeah. I mean, I'm sure he'll be fine. But like I would never advise anyone to ever try that. Look at how hard it is to like balance on that on the ball. That's crazy.
Let's go to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texture that says, these exercises work stabilizer muscles that don't get worked otherwise, plus the core. It'll prevent injury, not cause it.
Stabilizer muscles. Okay. I need more information on that.
What are stabilizer muscles?
I'm just telling you what he said. I've heard of those before. I don't know what they are.
All I know is that I stabilized my muscles on the couch last night and watched TV.
Very good.
That's a good way to stabilize.
Very nicely done. Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Plain Joe texts in, most of Henry's workout videos seem to focus on balance and core strength. Appears that trainers are struggling to challenge this monster. Appears like it. And these videos are nuts.
Yeah.
Look. Far be it from me to question what Derrick Henry's doing, because whatever he's doing has been working out pretty well for him.
Well, absolutely. I mean, he obviously has the durability he has. I don't think you can say that's just like he's a natural, you know, maybe he is, but he has obviously worked hard to have it. This isn't it. Like the next time we get him, I really do want to know, like, is this just something you're trying different stuff, or is this actually part of the regimen? Because again, like very few people should even think about doing something like this. I think, like, the balance part of it is got to be so difficult. But, yeah, tell me what stabilizer muscles are.
That's a good question. If you know the answer to that, let us know on our text
line. I guess I'll Google.
By WilsonCountyHyundai.com. I'm about to compose a tweet that I'm proud of. It says, Derrick Henry actually does push downs. When he pushes down, the earth moves. How about that?
You're tweeting that right now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You think
scooped
so?
Your tweet. Yeah, I like it.
Thank you.
I don't like the Wi-Fi today, though. Is it crappy for you?
No. It's going well. Maybe it's just your
computer. It's working
for me. Now your keyboard's broken, and maybe your Wi-Fi receptor is broken too.
Well, I did the Vanderbilt presser in here, and the Wi-Fi the Zoom didn't work for me, so I had to like
operator error.
Thank you, Robbie Weinstein and Simon Gibbs, for asking my questions. By the way,
there you go.
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it's my computer. Here we go. Stabilizer muscles. I'll let you know what comes up.
Okay.
It'll probably be a picture of Derrick Henry.
Probably so. That'd probably be my guess. But hey. We've talked about the durability that he's had, and also, I mean, you're coming off a 2,000-yard season, and we've gone example by example with the running backs of Jamal Lewis and Adrian Peterson and Chris Johnson going from a 2,000-yard rushing season to a pretty steep drop-off most of the time the following season. Obviously, if you're the Titans and you're Derrick Henry, you're aiming to build on what you did last year, especially if you get a 17th game added in there as well, more opportunities for Derrick Henry to run the ball, maybe get back to the 2,000-yard mark. Doesn't look like he's struggling all that much to remain fresh and remain healthy, and maybe these exercises that he's come out with are the secret. Also being an absolute freak.
Do you think – but does he take like a week to just eat Oreos? I mean, I hope
I don't know.
Like, I honestly really hope so. You know, you gotta unplug.
You do. And, you know, he's still relatively young. So I feel like the metabolism with Derrick Henry probably still relatively strong. I mean, when you've got basically like abdominal muscles growing on the back of your neck with how strong you are, you've given yourself a little bit of wiggle room at that point.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you gotta blow off steam a little bit, get away from it.
Have a burger every now and then.
Yeah, well, like to your point on metabolism, and this is where sports has changed a lot, and obviously it makes a difference. Nutrition, I knew a lot of, you know, college athletes back in the day, both being in college and then as a younger person covering college. Those guys they used to just eat like whatever they wanted, of course. And they were still in great shape because they played, you know, basketball or football, and you're constantly working out, so you can eat whatever you want. Now it's not like that. And like Tom Brady is one of the, you know, one of the, he's going to play till he's 57 because yeah. He never eats red meat or carbs. But to me, every once in a while, like a nice, you know, right? Like a nice
yeah.
sub, like a Cuban.
Not a very high alcohol tolerance from Brady either, as we found out in the Tampa Boat Parade.
Well, those wine coolers will get you, man. Bartles James.
Ryan Porth?
I have a definition of stabilizer muscles.
Okay.
Since Joe's Wi-Fi is failing him.
Yeah, I'm looking at them. It doesn't tell me much, but yeah, let me know what you found.
So in any movement, stabilizer muscles act to stabilize one joint so the desired movement can be performed in another joint. These muscles usually aren't directly involved in a movement, but work to keep you steady so that your primary muscles can do their job.
So they stabilize the primary muscles.
Correct.
Okay. And that makes sense. By definition, stabilizer muscles. There you go.
So are they like little tiny muscles?
I don't know. The graphs on this, the graphs on Google show a lot of shoulders and also Mr. Operation with a lot of, you know,
yeah,
lines towards different, I guess, stabilizer muscles.
I think the general idea is you don't want to create an imbalance. So if you've got, you know, your muscles that you typically build, if you don't have stabilizer muscles that are worked in conjunction with those muscles, maybe there's an imbalance and your stabilizer muscles give out.
And it's doing wacky balance stuff like
could
this
be.
That gets to the stabilizer muscle? Is that what the texter?
That's what they're saying.
Who's the texter?
There's no name.
That? Okay. Anonymous texter. That's interesting. So he's actually getting to new muscles by doing stuff like this.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texter that asks, why does Stillman post workout videos on Instagram? You'll have to ask him.
That's a good question.
Text back in between 2 and 6 p.m.
Exactly. You have to ask him. He's very proud of it. Matter of fact, one of the happiest moments of his life, Carson Wentz signs with the Colts, or is traded to the Colts. Right in the middle of the workout, Jared's posting videos. I respect it.
Did he stop his workout to celebrate Carson Wentz?
Yeah.
It kind of looked like he was still on the elliptical when he made that video.
Powering through, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, the Instagram posting thing, I guess, I don't know, to impress people?
Maybe so. It's impressed me.
Yeah. He's got Cameo. He's got Instagram. What about TikTok?
I'm sure he's on TikTok.
My kids are all over. My kids
I have not taken
TikTok.
That plunge yet.
Don't.
That's not been something I've
my
done.
My middle child sits there and watches TikTok videos.
And my wife spends approximately 4 hours a day on TikTok.
And it's
no
just, and I mean, again, these are just what, 30 second or is it less than that video?
It's either 15 second or 60 seconds.
There you go.
Oh, really?
You can choose either short form or long form.
Sounds like Ports on TikTok.
And it's just like random people saying, oh my gosh, like they're reacting to something.
I educated
them. Cooking macaroni.
Yeah.
Like, it's just random, right?
Social media is getting out of control.
I educated myself on TikTok last April, right around this time, because we had a lot of time on our hands.
We did.
And that's when TikTok really took off.
Yeah. Yeah, TikTok definitely. I mean, what has happened to TikTok through the pandemic? Some have benefited from the pandemic. TikTok,
some certainly make thousands of dollars with TikTok videos.
Yeah. It's a thing.
You know, so you should tell your middle child to get on that.
You could be a social media influencer now, Rex Road.
Hey, you know, the name, image, likeness thing, there was an interesting thing that came out. This is Instagram, though. But some of the, if you took all the college athletes, it's a lot of women's basketball players who right now, if they were allowed to have name, image, likeness rights, would be like,
TikTok
in some
famous.
Cases, hundreds of thousands
yeah.
because of their Instagram, you know, profiles or personality, what they're doing on Instagram.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
It is. Very amazing.
So let them do that.
What a time we live in, for sure.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll continue the discussion on the Titans, taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porter with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Going to be joined here in about 10 minutes by PGA Tour golfer and local legend Brant Snedeker here on the program. Looking forward to that conversation with him. We'll get into a whole variety of topics coming up with Snedeker here in about 10 minutes. Right now, talking Titans and taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Steven on the text line says, Derrick Henry's stabilizer muscles are probably bigger than any of our regular muscles. I would say there's a decent chance that that is true.
I would say so, too. I'm just now learning about stabilizer muscles. But, yeah, that's probably a fair guess.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texter that asked, who can lift more, Stillman or Rex Road?
Why does it always come down to this?
Nobody ever asks if who can lift more between me and Stillman.
Yeah, why don't you ever get involved in this stuff, you know? Why do I always have to be the one that fights with Jared?
When's the last time you worked out and started lifting weights, lifting heavy weights?
Oh, man.
Pumping some iron, man.
I a couple of years ago, I got into the whole P90X thing. I did that for a couple of years. But that's not lifting weight. That's kind of like the CrossFit. So I know a lot of people. I have a lot of friends who are very much into CrossFit. Which I know some of that is as simple as lifting weight, but it's a lot of explosive movements, a lot of different kinds of workouts. But, I mean, man, it's been a long time. I mean, really going back to, like, being in college and trying to impress women was basically, like, the last time that I really was a serious lift. I mean, I used to, you know.
Ripped Joe Rex Road.
I'm not.
Explosive athlete, Joe Rex Road.
I used to be able to put up a little bit on the bench press. Right. You know, I used to do a little, do all right, a little squatting. You know,
back
was there, all right.
Back when you took that headshot in like 2000 that we've tweeted before.
Yeah, even then I was done.
It's done.
Man.
It's
yeah,
over.
I was done. I mean, you're going talking
back to the late '90s.
Like the last time that I consistently would go into a gym and lift weights would be the '90s. Yes, we're talking the mid 1990s. So we're talking 25, yeah, quarter of a century. And honestly, I don't miss it at all. I'm never going back.
No.
I mean, good for people. I mean, it's great. I think that you have to find ways to exercise and be in shape. But basically, I play basketball.
Yes,
or maybe walk the dogs.
You look cardio. There you go.
That's about it. I mean, you got to do what you enjoy. I know people who love CrossFit are nuts
just
about
all
it.
About it. Yeah,
I got a buddy who, like, every day he goes in there and it's like, I think it's like, I don't want to say it's like an addiction, but it's like you crave doing it, and that's awesome, you know. And I'll never be that person. Like, so, I don't know, you ever do that stuff? You ever do like the CrossFit stuff? Or yeah, no, none of that.
I'll go to the gym, lift weights every now and then, but I'm not doing all that.
So
all
you
that
just
noise.
Lift weights occasionally?
Yeah.
Don't you need to either do it
yeah.
or not?
Yeah.
So you don't, though?
No.
So you're just randomly.
I'm
hey,
accomplishing nothing.
I'm gonna have like a leg day.
Yeah, like
once a month.
I'm accomplishing nothing when I go to the gym. Nothing, but I do it anyway. It makes me feel better.
Cardio.
And I will say
you do cardio.
Oh, I do
regularly?
Cardio pretty regularly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fine.
But as far as building muscle, there's nothing being accomplished here. Absolutely zero.
So to answer the texter's question, Jared might be able to. I don't know. Actually, having long arms like this, as you can see. I mean, it's good on the hoops court.
Yeah. It's not great for weightlifting.
But it's not great. I mean, it's
limited.
Gotta
go a little farther.
Yeah. The short arm, you know, the short arm. Like, Kevin Durant got ripped for, you know, his bad lift. But it's like, you know, the guy's got long arms, you know?
Yeah.
It's the short arm guys that put up all the bench reps.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texter that says, Jared and Joe are rivals, and you can tell that they're both not huge fans of each other. That's why it's always you and Jared, Joe.
Ooh. This is the same texter who asked?
No, different one.
No, that's I
think I'll really
Jared
love each
is
other.
A friend of mine.
Yeah.
I like Jared. Sometimes Jared needs help. That's all I'm doing. I am offering free services to Jared.
I think Jared, when
he has a ridiculous take.
I think he actually loves you. I don't think there's much rivalry at all.
I think
it's like a father-son relationship.
I think he kind of idolizes me. Right?
Wants to be
it's
you,
a
maybe,
little bit more. It's a little
up.
Bit more idolizing than anything, probably.
Maybe fair.
Weigh in, Jared. We know you're listening obsessively. Weigh in.
Got a poster of Rex Road hanging up on the wall. One day I'll be like that guy.
That's right.
Hey, maybe so.
I wonder what photo he has hung up.
Oh, there's some options.
Wonderful options out there on the internet.
That's for sure.
Including you in a Michigan State uniform and your media basketball game.
Yeah, that's a good one with like a stupid expression on my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Jared has challenged me to a takeoff. So
yes.
A year of takes.
That's right.
I mean,
would love
it's
to
not,
see that.
It's again, this would be like Sewanee challenging Alabama. anything. But I'm just going to leave it alone.
Okay. You do that. We want Bam. Speaking of Alabama, we talked about Derrick Henry. Real quickly, we're going to be joined by Brant Snedeker here in just a few minutes. We kind of expected regression from Derrick Henry this past year based on the monster season he had in 2019, and obviously that didn't happen. Everybody expecting a little bit of regression this year as well. Is it possible that he just keeps moving forward and gets back to 2,000 yards again next year? Like, could he do that?
Yeah, it's never happened. I mean, you got that extra game. Yeah, it could happen. Again, I feel like now that he hit that milestone, though, like the Titans need to be more intentional about not letting it happen.
Just reducing carries and workload, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't they?
Yeah, I mean, if you want him continue to play out this contract, I would say so.
And look, maybe that's not true. Maybe the stabilizing muscles
yes.
are so ridiculous that he's gonna you know run like he's gonna be the next Adrian Peterson,
yeah. I mean,
or the next Frank Gore, and just play forever and be. But I just feel like a little bit of a shift would make sense, and I think Darrington Evans, this is his year to really step forward and be a big part of the offense, and not just in the passing game, but also as a guy who gets carries. Is he good enough for that? I don't know. Thought we saw a few things late in the season that showed why he got drafted where he did. I mean, his college film's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I thought he looked really good in camp before he got hurt. But I think if you have that guy ready to go, then you should utilize it and change up the offense a little bit. But far be it from me. Again, I will not tell that to Derek.
Exactly.
Maybe I'll tell him on a Zoom.
Exactly. We'll see if we can get that done. When we come back, we'll be joined by PGA Tour golfer and local legend Brant Snedeker. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch as well. And we are pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in PGA Tour golfer, local legend, Brant Snedeker. Brant, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking time to join us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We're just down in San Antonio getting ready to play an event this week, so all's right in the world. Back on the road again.
Absolutely. Brant, just to that point, what's this past year been like for the guys on the tour and all the different things going on, and obviously with COVID affecting us nationwide and worldwide as well? What's this past year been like on tour from your perspective?
Yeah, it's been kind of a whirlwind, to say the least. You know, to go from not really knowing when and if we were going to play again, how we're going to play again. We are not in stadiums, obviously. We're traveling the world, going to different cities, and how that's going to work out. And, the tour did a great job. Our commissioner, Jay Monahan, did a great job of kind of finding a way to get us back on the golf course, you know, dealing with different cities and state governments to be able to get back to playing golf and doing what we love to do. So it's been a challenge, to say the least, to be able to go from, you know, playing cities, states like California and up in New York and places like that we're able to do. But it's been, nice for us to be able to get back now, to have a limited number of fans on the golf course, to kind of get back to what feels somewhat normal to us again, and see people out there having fun watching us play golf again.
In terms of your process, Brant, I mean, obviously, I guess this is a socially distanced sport, you know, at least compared to most, right? Like, has it changed anything for you at all?
Yeah, you know, I think the hardest thing with us was being out here on tours is not having fans for so long. You know, I don't think, you know, I haven't played a tournament without fans probably since I was in college, you know, so it was a totally different feeling for me to know that, you know, I kind of feed off that energy. I love having people out there cheering for you or rooting against you or whatever it may be. And so it was weird to go out there and play a golf tournament and not see anybody out there watching you and not have any excitement. And so you kind of had to manufacture the excitement that you could draw from the crowd. And I kind of struggled with it a little bit, to be honest with you. I didn't really enjoy it as much or have as much fun out there without the fans. So it's been nice these last few weeks when we started in Florida having some fans back. And now we're in Texas going to have some fans as well. So to have that excitement again, be able to draw off that crowd a little bit and kind of get some momentum going.
And, Brant, speaking of the fans, you've got an event coming up next month at the beginning of May. The Simmons Bank Open for the Snedeker Foundation, and single-day tickets are on sale now. Four-day general admission tickets are on sale now as well. You can find those at SimmonsBankOpen.com. What can you tell us about this event, and how special is this event for you?
Yeah, it's been great to be to partner with the Korn Ferry Tour and have a sponsor like Southern Bank Open. You know, it's a you know, for all those who are not huge golfers out there, Korn Ferry Tour is kind of the AAA baseball or the minor leagues, the PGA Tour. The big difference being that these guys, a lot of these guys will be playing on the PGA Tour next year, and they're going to be stars of tomorrow. You know, Scottie Scheffler lost in a playoff a couple years ago in our event. He just lost the match play final this past weekend. So these guys are going to be on the PGA Tour soon, and are going to be the stars of tomorrow. So be able to host an event in Nashville, you know, obviously growing up here, never having a PGA Tour event in my hometown, this is a great way to start kind of bringing professional golf back to town. You know, we partnered with the Grove down south of town in Franklin to host the event. It's a great site to host it. So we're just really excited to have these guys coming into town, give them a chance to chase their dreams. You know, these guys are all literally one swing away from changing their lives and being on the PGA Tour. So to have that opportunity for them to be down there and playing and hosting that event in Nashville means a lot to me. And we're really excited that our foundation can partner with Simmons Bank and really brought, you know, every dollar we raise is going to stay here in Middle Tennessee. And, you know, it's a big part of the PGA Tour. And what we do is making sure that every time we leave the city, we impact it in a positive way and that we raise some money for local charities. So we're excited to have that here and hopefully can grow it as it goes forward and get bigger and bigger.
And the Simmons Bank Open taking place May the 3rd through the 9th. And as I said, single-day tickets on sale for $15. Four-day general admission passes on sale for $50. You can find those at SimmonsBankOpen.com.
So, Brant, big news from Vanderbilt yesterday. I know, obviously, you're very involved with Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt guy all the way. What was your reaction to that?
Yeah, I was very excited. You know, I've known Candace for a long time. She was my academic advisor when I was in school there. I was thrilled when she got the chance to be athletic director. And, you know, I knew she was a special person and would do things the right way and kind of understood that job probably better than anybody did. And with the new chancellor coming in, his commitment that he's made publicly and privately about changing the culture of some of the sports programs over there and how he wants to go about doing it, I was not surprised at all. You know, I think it's something that, you know, I think as fans and as alumni, we've all wanted to see kind of Vanderbilt publicly come out and say that we're supporting sports, not just through our alumni donations, but we're going to support them ourselves. And to see that happen and to know it's happened because of Candace and our new chancellor is great to see. So I think we're all excited about what the commitment means. I think, you know, now we all have a job to do, go out and raise some money to kind of help them out and try to make sure the facilities that they need the money for, that they're upgrading are going to be done in a timely manner. So, I think I'm excited. As a Vanderbilt fan, I'm super excited to see what happens. As an alumni, I'm excited for the athletes to have them have the access and the stuff they need to be to pursue their dreams and be the best at what they can be. So I see a bunch of positive stuff coming out of this.
Yeah, I mean, well, I was going to pry. You kind of said it there. I mean, Vanderbilt has called you on this, right? I mean, you've gotten the call.
I've been a donor since I graduated. I have done a lot for Vanderbilt over the years, and I continue will be a donor for them. And so I'm a big believer in Vanderbilt. My dad went to law school there. I met my wife there. I've got a scholarship on the golf team named after me. I can't thank Vanderbilt enough for what they've done for me and my life and my career. And so I take it personally when people kind of go after them and kind of talk bad about the athletic department or talk bad about our sports programs and know what it means to the kids to go there and know what it means to people like me who've kind of made a career from it and wouldn't be where they are without it. So I'm behind it 1,000%, and we'll do everything I can to make sure that they succeed over there.
Brant Snedeker on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Brant, a team that continues to just move right along at Vanderbilt. Tim Corbin and that baseball program, Kumar Rocker, Jack Leiter, possibly the number one and number two picks in the draft on the mound for the Doors. What do you think of their chances here maybe to repeat as national champions and just this special program that Tim Corbin continues to trot out there year after year?
Yeah, it's unbelievable what Tim's been able to do. You know, unbelievable from the outside. You spend 5 minutes with Tim Corbin, you understand why he's so successful. You know, he's just a great guy to be around, believes 1,000% in what he's doing, and runs a great program, and that the culture he builds over there is so resilient. I mean, he's unbelievable how he can just turn guys through there, and they all buy in from day one. So I've been a huge fan of his forever. I wish, you know, he could coach everything over there at some point, you know, just because I think he'd be successful in anything he does. But, you know, the team they have this year is unbelievable. It's not just – I know everybody talks about Kumar and Jack and how great they are, but they've got a great lineup from top to bottom. It's a really well-rounded team. You know, I think Tim will tell you, as he does to every team every year. They've got a lot of improving to do, and they need to come together. But I think this is a really legit team, obviously, when you're putting those two guys out first and second starters for a weekend series. It's going to be really hard to get to them. So, yeah, I've enjoyed watching them. It's been fun to watch those guys play this year a little bit and see what they got ahead of them. You know, that being said, it's a totally different ball game when you get in the playoff, when you get into the regionals and Omaha. So we'll see how it goes. Hopefully these guys can stay healthy and put together a great season like they've been doing. And it's fun to watch. You know, I got my son watching them. They're all in every weekend. And so it's been fun for us to have something to kind of do as a family and go down there and see those guys play some baseball.
So, Brant, as you look forward to, you know, this season, the spring and summer ahead, what are you most looking forward to?
You know, playing some better golf. You know, I've gotten off to a slow start this year. I haven't played very good at all, to be quite honest with you. So I've been working hard at it, just trying to figure out what's going on, what I haven't been able to kind of put the success together like I normally do. So, yeah, I'm just enjoying playing again. It's fun to be out here and have some fans. I mean, really love what I do for a living. I love the grind that comes with it. So, you know, you've got to take the good with the bad when you're a professional athlete. There's going to be great times in your life where you're on top and everything feels great, and there's going to be some hard times. You've got to be able to battle through it. So, right now, you find out how much you love the game. I haven't played well in the last probably 2 or 3 months, and so I've been practicing hard at it. I love it. I'm glad to be able to go out here on the road and play some more golf and kind of figure out what's going on and get going the right direction so I can get another W here sometime soon. So it's just kind of part of the game. As any golfer knows, some days you feel like you're the best golfer in the world, and some days you feel like you need to find another job. So that's why I love the game. You just never know what you're going to get.
Brett Snedeker has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Again, you can check out the Simmons Bank Open taking place early next month, May the 3rd through the 9th. Tickets on sale now at SimmonsBankOpen.com. Brant, thanks so much for taking time to join us this morning, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Brant Snedeker of the PGA Tour, local legend here in Nashville, and Vanderbilt alum as well. And as you can tell, very passionate about Vanderbilt athletics, and obviously met the news yesterday from Candace Lee very positively from Brant Snedeker there, and excited about what that could mean for the future of Vanderbilt athletics.
That's an interesting little nugget. Candace Lee was his academic advisor at school.
That is interesting.
Yeah, some strong words in support of her, which you get from a large percentage of people over there, you know, who have been part of that athletic department for a long time. So, and yes, they have called Brant. So, that's oh, mute. Hey, you see that?
Oh, I was muted. Laughing.
He blew the mute.
But sure, we'll count it.
Yes. What's the scoreboard this week?
1-1.
Rex Road is grasping at straws here, but okay, that's
yes.
Fine. Thank you.
How does Jared do on the mute? Maybe we should have a mute off.
I don't know that he's ever muted in his life.
He's never on mute.
He doesn't know what the mute button looks like.
I don't know if that's even been a thing with Jared. When we come back, we will get into the dominant news story in the NFL. More disturbing details coming out in the allegations against Deshaun Watson of the Houston Texans. We'll discuss it next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Make sure you're tuning in later on in the show as we reveal a keyword for you to text into the game line for your chance to win the T-Mobile Hockey Homegate giveaway, a Dos Equis prize pack, including a case of beer, dessert from Nothing But Cakes, a T-Mobile prize pack, and food provided by 312 Pizza Company in Germantown. You must be 21 or older to enter, and we'll have that coming your way a little bit later here in the show. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch as well. And Joe, right now the predominant story in the NFL continues to be the allegations coming out against Deshaun Watson. And over the weekend, Sunday night, I believe, 3 new lawsuits accusing Deshaun Watson of sexual assault and inappropriate conduct were filed on Sunday night as a part of, again, massage parlors and a disturbing pattern of behavior, the terminology used in the lawsuits. And then yesterday, an article coming out on Sports Illustrated with an anonymous, masseuse that worked allegedly with Deshaun Watson at one time and had an appointment with Deshaun Watson where this woman went into detail about what a session with Deshaun Watson was like. And as you start to read some of the details in this article on SI.com, some really disturbing details provided by the masseuse, who of course has had her identity protected in this story. When you factor in now that I believe we're up to 19 lawsuits against Deshaun Watson in this case, where he's been alleged to have engaged in sexual assault and inappropriate conduct, largely in massage parlors. What's been your reaction to this, particularly after the article yesterday that came out on SI.com that went into such detail about this process?
Well, this was another accuser with contemporaneous reporting. We talked about that last week. It's very important legally. And again, it's demonstration of revealing what happened at the time to other people in your life, which, you know, it makes it a lot harder for Deshaun Watson's lawyers to say, okay, well, nothing happened, you were fine. This lawyer just got everybody to join up, and you're just joining the flock and trying to get some money out of this. You know, that's the defense lawyer's stance on this. And when you have situations with contemporaneous reporting, in other words, reactions to it in real time before you went to anyone, but you said this happened, you texted someone, you called someone, according to – and Jenny Vrentis, who does a very good job for Sports Illustrated always – did a really good job with this piece, talked to this woman who was, by the way, approached by Tony Busby, who is the lawyer in Houston, and she decided not to sign up with them. She said she told Vrentis in the piece that she felt pressured and did not. So she's not part of the Busby group. She's independent. And, I mean, you read the account and you read her reasoning, you know, just – like, I advise anyone who's just still, like, blowing this stuff off, let me read this piece. Read her account of it. Read her reasoning, like, thinking, you know, if he moves to another city, there's going to be an entire new community of people who do what I do who are not in this to do anything but massage. And this is a really, you know, it's a business that has a lot of merit and value to it. And she, you know, she was concerned about, you know, this is now a whole new group of people that he's going to try to do this stuff to. That's her perspective on this. And even talking in the piece about, like, you know, seeing him on TV or something like that and having to, like, turn away. I mean, it's a, you know, I mean, you read that piece and you're like, this does not sound like someone who's just sort of deciding, hey, I can make a few bucks off something.
Right.
So it's an important addition to the story, and I do think that the along with the account, you know, the independence from Busby is important, because that's going to be the thing you constantly hear on the defense of Deshaun Watson's side, is that this is just a bunch of people jumping on a bandwagon for money.
Exactly, and it's interesting because, I mean, some more, I guess, I don't know if incriminating is the right word, but more bad looks for Deshaun Watson when it comes to the lawsuit on Sunday night as well, because one of the lawsuits accused Watson of deleting Instagram messages of where he apparently contacted these people and I guess tried to settle out of it, and they accused them of deleting those messages on Instagram. Now, they've come out since then on Watson's defense and said that that did not happen, but Tony Busby, who you mentioned here, says, quote, plaintiffs have not brought these cases for money or attention. Instead, plaintiffs seek a change in behavior with regard to Watson and a change of culture in the NFL. That coming out in the statement of the lawsuit filed by Tony Busby. So when you talk about the Instagram part of this as well, that was a big topic of conversation yesterday, where allegedly Deshaun Watson deleting some Instagram messages where he tried to contact some of these people and get them, I guess, to settle away from it.
Yeah, I mean, it, you know, the momentum is is undeniable here, and you do wonder. The next question, one, is there going to be a criminal element to this? There was another, and this is another case of me not remembering who to give the proper credit, but someone in media did tweet, you know, right now there's nothing on the police side of this, which some are taking as, aha, see, there's nothing to this. I would, you know, again, I would hold off on that, on drawing any, you know, hard, fast judgments on all that. You know, we'll see what happens there. But then also the NFL, you know, is the NFL going to get involved here? I mean, look, you saw, I mean, the NFL aspect of this is total limbo for him, but that's, I mean, the league disciplining, things like that. I mean, they still haven't disciplined Antonio Brown, right?
Right.
So I don't know where that might stand. That's a very difficult one to predict. But the question of whether this will result in any kind of criminal charges is a huge one. And there are certainly some pretty significant charges that could result from this.
Right. And, you know, going back to the SI.com piece, you read through it and through the details of what this woman has described with her encounter with Deshaun Watson in this situation. And it also details after the session immediately, this woman contacted a family member, and SI actually spoke to this relative and basically says that the story that the relative tells and the story that this woman has told in their interview jive well together and that they match up. So this continues to be more and more fodder against Deshaun Watson in this ongoing saga, which has been incredible. It seems like, Joe, every day for the last couple of weeks, there have been more details and more allegations and more lawsuits coming out at this point. And you wonder, are we at the end of this with 19 civil suits, or could even more be on the way? Yeah, right now, 19 civil suits from 3 different states, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, it's a lot of different people. And again, there's a lot of cases, not a lot of details at this point. But the 15th, which, again, this was highlighted, credit goes to Dan Wetzel last week on the contemporaneous reporting, why that was significant, and now this one. Those two, to me, changed the way the entire thing looks. And no end in sight here. And again, I just, with Watson on the football side of things, I guess I would expect he's probably not going to be on a football field in 2021, right?
That'd be my guess. I mean, I guess you can't rule out that maybe this gets resolved quicker than that, but the way this is trending right now, like this to me seems like something that's going to be going on for a while. So, I mean, the trade part of this to me is dead at the moment. I mean, there's really nothing to talk about on that front until this gets worked out one way or the other. But it's very difficult for me to imagine right now, just based on the timeline of the way this has gone and the way that it appears that it could continue to go here, that he'll be anywhere near a football field in 2021. So we'll continue to keep you updated on that. Going to have Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports join us at 9 o'clock as well. We'll get back into the latest with Deshaun Watson and what this means moving forward. When we come back, we will switch gears and get into the Nashville Predators. Greg Wyshynski joined Stillman and Company yesterday and had some very interesting comments on what the Predators should do at the trade deadline. We'll discuss those next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesaling Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.